Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Beis, and we will begin on Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, about 15 lines from the bottom, Meisvei. Yesterday we had learned the Shita of Rav Chisda that told us that he made the following dichotomy, that we had learned Shinui Mokum Tzorach Levarech, that somebody changes the place where he's sitting, he moves from one place to another place, he has to make another bracha. That's what we learned. If he heard a Bari Priya Goffin in Shul, that will not help him. For the Bari Priya Goffin that he has to make when he gets home. However, Rav Chisda said that it depends on what type of food item we're discussing. If it's a food item, said Rav Chisda, that tzaruch brocha b'mkoymoy, that a brocha has to be made in its place, and we learned it certainly means a bread item, perhaps it certainly means also items of the chamishes dogam mezoinus, even perhaps anything from the Shivas Haminim, there ain't tzarch levarech, shinei mokum does not require a new bracha. Rav Sheshes disagreed. Rav Sheshes said it doesn't make a difference if it's a food item that requires a bracha m'kaymai or doesn't require bracha m'kaymai, under all circumstances, shinei mokum tzarch levarech. Meisvei asked the Gemara a question on Rav Chisda. It says in a brisa, "B'nei chabura shayim subin lishtois." If there was a group of people who were drinking together, v'akura gleim, and then they got up, lotzeis lekras chosun al kras kala, and they got up to go to a chosun to greet a chosun or kala, k'shen yotzen, when they leave, the halacha is ain tunim bracha l'mafreya. They do not require to say a bracha achrona for what they just drank. And kishen chayzerim, and when they return, ain't trun and bracha latchila. They don't have to make a new bracha rishona when they will continue to drink. Says the braisa, the medvar mamurim, when is this halacha said, shini chusham zakan echayla? Strictly if they left an old or sick person behind, and that's why the group did not completely separate itself. That's why they don't have to make a bracha achrona or bracha rishona. If they did not leave anyone behind, when they leave, tunim bracha l'mafreya. When they leave, before they leave, they should make a bracha achrona. When they come back, tunim bracha l'chatchila, they have to make a bracha rishona. So the way Tosfos explains this Gemara, it's number one, the fact that the Gemara is mentioning a Zakan Chayla, it doesn't mean, of course, specifically a Zakan Chayla. It can mean anyone. Just if we're going to greet a Chasam Kala, everybody is supposed to go out to greet a Chasam Kala. It's only a Zakan Chayla who are unable to go out. That's why they remained. But certainly if anyone remained, a bracha should be made. Tosfos continues to say that of course the right thing to do is that before a person goes out to greet the chasam v'kala, a bracha achrona should be made, because we're concerned that he may get delayed, not come back, and then we will have a real issue. However, our Bryce is discussing if a bracha achrona was not made, what is the din? Moreover, the Rishonim say that if he knows he's going to be away for a while, the amount of time that the food that he ate already will be digested, certainly the halacha is that he has to make a bracha achrona before he leaves. Here we're talking in a case where he's not going to be away so long. Moreover, the Mefarshim say, the Poskim say, that if he left based on the fact that he left behind somebody, a Zakan, a Chayla, anyone, and when he comes back, those people aren't there, the Zakan v'Chayla had left, then he will have to make another bracha. However, Tosfos says that he will not have to make a bracha achrona and then a new bracha rishona, but rather what the halacha will be is he will make again a bracha rishona. He doesn't have the zakan v'chayla to rely on, so he has to make another bracha rishona, but he does not have to make another bracha achrona, and then he'll continue eating. And the bracha achrona that he will make after his continuation of eating will go on both sets of eating. It's an interesting phenomenon. What we find here is, say the Rishonim, that we make two bracha Rishonis and one bracha on the same bracha Rishonim on the same food, and one bracha achrona for both of them. And the Rishonim explain, because the point of Birchas Hamazon is a Birchas Haidah, it's a bracha of thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a bracha of thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only passable, it could be passable even on two different bracha rishonos. The Mishnah Berura also discusses that if we just said according to Tosfos that the right thing to do is to make a bracha achrona before you leave, what will be the halacha if the person knows he's going to be out only for a very short amount of time? What will be the halacha? And the Shulchan Acharav says clearly that if the person knows that he's going to be out for a very short amount of time, then Tosfos' din will not be applicable, and he doesn't have to make a bracha achrona before he leaves. But the Mishnah Berura does say that, as we're saying, that unless it's going to be a very short while, he should make a bracha achrona before he leaves. Taking along some food will not make a difference. That somebody should think that if I'm going to take along some of the food that I'm eating, that should satisfy my need. Says the Mishnah Berura, that wouldn't make a difference. Moreover, says the Magen Avraham, that if he comes back and nobody from the group is left, even though he was assuming that they would be left, the halacha is that he has to again make a bracha rishon. The Shailos HaTshuvos B'Tzel HaChochma goes a step further. He says when we say, that's the Gemara is saying here, that we can rely on members of a group being there, and because we have the members of the group there, we could rely, if bracha achrona wasn't made, if they're still there, that's only if there's a relationship between the various members of the group that sat down to eat together. But he says, for example, let's say people were eating in a restaurant, and it happens to be that they're eating all at the same time in the restaurant, and some of the members of that group eating in the restaurant go out, l'kras chosn v'kala. And there are other people who don't have l'kras chosn v'kala. Since there is really no relationship amongst the people sitting in that room, it's just that by coincidence, there are no coincidences, but just it happens to be that they're in the same room, therefore the halacha is that's not considered as if he left behind a person that could be relied on, that they don't have to make a bracha achrona, or rather if they didn't make a bracha achrona and they come back and they're still there, they don't have to make another bracha rishona. Says the Gemara, Midiktani, since the Braisa used the terminology of Akru Raglehem, they uprooted themselves, and the way the Mefarshim explain, we have a very strong language, a language of Akru. Mechlal, it's evident that B'dvarim ha-tu'unin bracha l'achreim v'mekoy maskinim. We're speaking here about food items that you have to go back to make a bracha achrona from. Still, says the Braisa, It's only because a zakon or chayla were left in the original place where we ate. That's why who the kishen yoytzen, if they go out, ain't on a bracha machfreya. They don't have to make a bracha achroina. Ukshein chayzrim, and when they return, ain't on a bracha lechatchila. They don't have to make a new bracha rishoina. Avel. Had they not left there a zakon achayla, even though we're dealing with a food item, which is a food item which is torn brocha achroina b'mekaymai, the halacha will be k'shen yoytzen, before they leave tuna brocha l'mafrei, they have to make a brocha achroina. K'shen chayzu, when they return tuna brocha l'chatchil, they have to make a brocha rishoina, which is kash l'Rav Chisda, which would be a kash on Rav Chisda, because as we explained, according to Rav Chisda, he makes this dichotomy between foods that require a bracha achroina b'mekaymai versus foods that don't require a bracha achroina b'mekaymai. So again, the Rishonim point out what is the Gemara's indication that we're dealing with a food item that's torn bracha achroina b'mekaymai. So Rashi says it's because the Braisa used the language of okru, that they got up quickly because of the need to go greet a chos mekala. If not, they would have to make a brocha achroina in their place, because we're dealing of an item that's a tam brocha achroina b'mekaymai. The Balamor says the proof is because it says that they went out to greet a chos mekala, so they had this Dvar Mitzvah in front of them that caused them to get up and go out. But for Dvar Rishus, they have to make a Bracha Achroina B'mekaymai. Now, if we're dealing with a food item that requires that the Bracha Achroina be made in the place where it's eaten, so I understand. Really, normally a Bracha Achroina should be made in the place where it's eaten. Here, because they're going out to greet a Chos Mekala, there's some sort of a leniency. But if we're not dealing with a food item that requires a Bracha Achroina B'mekaymai, why would they have this difference of likras chos mekala or not? The Ramban says the Gemara's proof that we're dealing with an item that's tam brach achroin v'mekaymai is because the Braisa used the lashon kishehen yoytzen, that when they go out, which means to say really they should have made a bracha before they went out, because we're dealing with a food item that you're supposed to make a brach achroin where you ate. Kishehen yoytzen, they went, which shouldn't have been done. So we have a kasha on Rav Chisda. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok responds, "Man Tana Akiris, who's the Tana of this Braisa that makes this dichotomy?" Rav Yehuda. It's going according to Rav Yehuda, and Rav Chisda said his halacha according to the Rabbanan. The Tanya. Because as we learned in a Braisa, Chaverim Shoyim Subin, a group of Chaverim who were sitting and eating together, and the Rashbam says that the Braisa specifically uses the terminology of Chaverim, which we know throughout Shas relates to people who act as they're supposed to, because as we see, we're talking about people who are going out to Davin, to shul. So chaverim are the kind of people that act that way. Vaku raglayim, and they got up leilich lebeisa knesses or lebeisa medrash to go to shul. Kshin yoytzin, when they leave, ain't tunim brach lemafreya. They don't have to make a brach achroina. Kshin chayzrim, and when they return, ain't tunim brach lechatchila. They don't have to make a brach rishoina. Rav Yehuda, on that Rav Yehuda said, when were these words said? And like the Rashbam points out, whenever a Tana prefaces his remarks with the words "Bamed Dvar Mamurim," it means that he's coming to disagree with another Tana. Only Bizman Shenichu Sham Mixes Chaverim, with some of the original group, was left there. If no one from the original group was left there, Daloch is kishen yoytzin tunim bracha l'amafreya. When they go out, they have to make a bracha achroina. Shen chayzrim, if they left without making a bracha achroina, tunim bracha l'chatchila. When they come back before they eat, they have to make a bracha rishoina. So this price that we just quoted that requires people to remain there is only going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Chisda, on the other hand, will hold like the Rabbanon, that it makes no difference if people were left or not. A bracha, if we're dealing with a food item, as we've established that we are, that ton bracha achroina b'mkayma, shini makam, leaving the place, is not a concern. Tosfos points out that there's a shita from a rishon called Rabbi Yontif that said that if somebody goes out to daven, it's always considered a hefsek. It's always considered an interruption. So isn't this brisa, says Tosfos, talking that they went out to daven, and yet the brisa says that it may not be considered an interruption, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you left somebody there, according to Rabbanan, under any circumstances. So the Meiri says that it does, that the Rabbi Yontif is talking in a case where a person went out to daven. Here we're not dealing with a situation that the person went out to daven. He only went out to say Krishma or Kedusha. Since he's not to answer Krishma or Kedusha, so that's not considered actual davening, and that's why it's not considered a hefsek. Another answer that the Rishonim say is there's a difference in what type of a situation of tefillah we're davening with. If we're talking about, if we're talking about a tefillah that one must make, example is the Haggadah. In the Haggadah, we say Kiddush, which is the first of the Dalakaisis, and then afterwards we have a mandatory interruption with saying the Haggadah. Therefore, there's a halacha before we drink the second cup of wine that we have to make a new Borei Pri Hagafen. However, if the interruption is not a mandatory interruption, for example, the person could have davened later. He didn't have to necessarily daven at this point. It just was convenient for him to go out in the middle of the meal to daven. That's not considered an interruption for which the halacha will be that he has, that tefillah is always considered a hefsek. There's an interesting shaila. What will be the halacha if somebody hears thunder or lightning in the middle of the meal, which would be a mandatory interruption, because the halacha is that somebody has to make the bracha. So perhaps according to Rabbi Yontif, that would be considered an interruption, and we have to make a new bracha rishona after he makes that bracha. Says the Gemara, Ela Tama, what's the reason? The B'dvar Matanam Bracha Machrem Mekayma, since we're dealing with food items, that the bracha achroina has to be made in the place where they're eaten, k'shen yoytzin, when they leave, ein tunim bracha mafreya, we don't have to make a bracha achroina, k'shen chayzrim, and when they return, ein tunim bracha lechatchila, they don't have to make a bracha rishayna. Avol, dvarim, ein tunim bracha achroina mekayma, food items that don't have this requirement, that the bracha achroina must necessarily be made in the place where it's eaten, I feel Rabbanan, the Rabbanan will agree. K'shen yoytzin, when they leave, tunim bracha l'mafreya, they have to make a bracha achroina. K'shen chayzrim, when they return, tunim bracha l'chatchila, they have to make a bracha rishayna. Because, as we established, this brisa is specifically speaking about such food items, food items that require a bracha achroina m'mekayman. So, lemon to have it to you after Rabbi Yochanan. This should be a refutation of Rabbi Yochanan, because as we explained, Rabbi Yochanan taught us that under all circumstances, Rabbi Yochanan says, a shini mokum ain't tsarich levarich. Says the Gemara, v'lav mi oisvei chadazimna. Yesterday already, in the Gemara, before the Gemara proved from a brisa that Rabbi Yochanan is incorrect. So what's the point of questioning Rabbi Yochanan again? Says the Gemara, name him ha haviti yufta. You're right. Rabbi Yochanan's shita was already refuted. But the point is that from this price, so we have another proof that Rabbi Yochanan is incorrect. And the Rashbam explains what's the point in doing such a thing. So he says that even if we'll be able somehow to answer Rabbi Yochanan from the previous Braisa, if we have another Braisa which is questioned, then Rabbi Yochanan will still not be correct because the second Braisa will have refuted him. Ram Horovitz, the Gaos Ra'im, says a different reason. He says, let's say we'll find a third Braisa. That third Braisa backs up Rabbi Yochanan's Shita. So now we'll have a number of Braises. So if we only had the Braisa that we learned yesterday, that refuted Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, and we'll have the Braisa that we learned today, and we'll have another Braisa, and we didn't learn such a Braisa, that will back him up, we don't know which way to go. However, if we'll have two Braises that refute Rabbi Yochanan, and one Braisa that backs him up, Rabbi Yochanan will still be refuted. That's the point in the Gemara of mentioning another Braisa that refutes Rabbi Yochanan. Amlach Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, this Braisa is not necessarily a refutation. Hu adin, because the halacha would be that filu dvorim she'ein tunim brach l'achreim. Even if we were dealing with food items that don't require brach achreim m'koimam, still the halacha is ein tzarech l'varuch. Rabbi Yochanan's shita is that shini m'koim never requires a new bracha. So, wahadik tani akru aglaim. But the Braisa, as we learned earlier, used this terminology of akru aglaim, which clearly seems to indicate that we're dealing with a food item that requires a brach achreim m'koimam. Says the Gemara, La'di'acha koichad Rabbi Yehuda. The Braisa tried to teach us how far Rabbi Yehuda goes. That filu dvarim shetuna brach l'achreim m'kaimam, even when dealing with food items that require brach achreim m'kaimam, still, tam denichu mixes chaverim, it's only if part of the group was left in the original place, that's when you don't have to make a brach achreim or brach rishayna. If no one from the original group was left behind, Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold. When they leave, Tunim Brach L'Mafreya, a Brach Achrona has to be made. When they return, Tunim Brach L'Chatchila, they have to make a Brach Rishayna. Ask the Rashbam, instead of teaching us Koiched Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda is Machma and requires a Brach Achrona under all circumstances, why don't we teach us Koiched Rabbanon, that you don't have to make a bracha achroina? Don't we have a din that koyach that teira adif that we want to teach some the heter? So the Rashbam answers that although normally the rule is koyach dach teira, here Rabbi Yehuda is a bigger chiddush, and that's why we prefer to teach Rabbi Yehuda shita. Why is Rabbi Yehuda a bigger chiddush? Because, says the Rashbam, number one, this person was not Messiah Das from his eating. He just went out temporarily to greet a chasam kala. Moreover, as we're explaining, we're dealing with a food item that requires a brocha achroina b'mkaimai. So we have all the reasons not to have to make a new brocha rishayna. Still, Rabbi Yehuda says that you do have to make a new bracha rishayna. So although it's a chumrah, but since it's the bigger chiddush, that's what the Gemara wants to point out. The Mashal says a different answer. He says, who says the koyach da'ateira is not to make the bracha? Perhaps the koyach da'ateira is the requirement to make a bracha, because there's a question of making a bracha of atala. And Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm going to let him make another bracha, eat and make another bracha, and not be concerned that he's making a bracha levatola. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda is the bracha, is the koich datera, and that's why the Gemara is looking to point out his shita versus the other shita. Continues the Gemara, Tanya Kavosed Rav Chizda. We have a braisa which corroborates Rav Chizda's psak, because the braisa says, Chaverim shayim subim lishtos yayim. If a group was sitting to drink wine, v'akru aglayim v'chazru, and then they got up and they returned, ein tzarech l'varech. So, the way the Rashbam explains this braisa, is that since we're talking about the drinking of wine, and wine, we've established, is a food item that tun bracha achrona b'mekaymoi, because the bracha achrona for wine is a ala mechia, it's a bracha achas mein gimel. So we have here a proof that, like Rav Chisda says, that an item that requires a bracha achrona b'mekaymoi, shini mokim is not a concern. That's how the Rashbam learns. But as we pointed out in the previous year, there are shittas that said that wine is not a food item where it requires a bracha achrona b'mekaymoi, because wine is not a bread item, or it's not one of the chamishas minei dogen. So according to them, the gerus of the Gemara is not Tanya Kavosei the Rav Chisda, rather the gerus of the Gemara ought to be Tanya Kavosei the Rabbi Yochanan. That here we're seeing that we're dealing with a food item that doesn't require a bracha achrona b'mekaymoi, and still the Brice is saying that the halacha is that you have to make a new bracha rishona, obviously, because we have a proof that shini mokoyim ain't tzarich levarech. And what we explained earlier, this will make a lot of sense, because we explained earlier that the reason the Gemara was trying to find brises that refute Rabbi Yochanan is because in case we have other brises that support him, we should see how many brises support him and how many brises refute him. Since the Gemara was aware that we're now going to have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan, that was why the Gemara brought us another brisa that refutes Rabbi Yochanan, to see how many support and how many refute. Tana Rabbanan, we learned before on Daf Kuf the following situation. B'nei Chabur Shoyim Asubim, members of a group that were eating on Friday afternoon, the Kiddush Aleim Hayoyim, and now it became Shabbos. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mevin Loi Kosh Shoyayin, they bring a cup of wine, Vamalav Kiddush Hayoyim, and he says Kiddush, V'sheini, and then on the second cup of wine that he'll receive, Oymer Lo Baruchas Hamazon. He'll say Baruchas Hamazon. And the Mefarshim explain that why is the Kiddush said before the Baruchas Hamazon? Because number one, the halacha is that you're not allowed to eat anything before you make Kiddush. So if you're going to bench on a kais of wine and you're going to want to make a bari pri gofen and drink from that wine, it'll be impossible because you're not allowed to drink before you bench, before you make Kiddush. Another reason is that the whole reason that you have to stop is because of the need to make Kiddush. If there was no need to make Kiddush, then the halacha would be that you would be able to continue your meal. So that's why the Kiddush should be made first. Another pshat that's given is that the halacha always is that something which time is now should be done first. For example, if somebody missed a tefillah, let's say somebody missed davening shachris, and now he's davening mincha, and the halacha is that if he missed shachris, b'shogig ba'oynis, he davens two minchas. The halacha is the first tefillah he'll daven is the mincha that he's mechuyiv to daven now. And then he'll daven the shachris, which is the makeup. Here too, since now is the time of Kiddush, he should say the Kiddush first and only afterwards daven, and afterwards say Birchas Hamazon. Rabbi Yossi says, Oich v'hoylich atchatashuk. He can continue eating until it's dark. So the truth is that the Rishonim are very troubled with this terminology of atchatashuk, until it gets dark. Because the halacha according to Rabbi Yossi is not that he only may eat atchatashuk until it gets dark, but rather according to Rabbi Yossi, person continue eating after it's dark, just because Rabbi Yossi holds that there's no reason that he has to be mafsik. So the Rashbam changes the gears of the Gemara, and he says that that's exactly what it says. Oich v'hoylach, he continues to eat mishatechshech even after it gets dark. Other Rishonim explain that Rabbi Yossi is responding to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says that when he comes Bein HaShmoshes, he has to stop. Says Rabbi Yossi, when Bein HaShmoshes, he can continue eating until it's dark. And the truth is, not only can he continue eating until it's dark, but even after it's dark, he can also continue eating, because the halacha is that Rabbi Yossi says you don't have to interrupt the meal. Other Rishonim, the Meiri, says that even Rabbi Yossi, who holds that you don't have to interrupt your meal, doesn't hold that that's what you should do l'chatchila. L'chatchila, Rabbi Yossi agrees, say those Rishonim, that once it becomes dark, if possible, you should interrupt your meal. It's only before dark that Rabbi Yossi holds you don't have to interrupt your meal. Says the Gemara, Gomru, continued the Braisa, once they finish the meal, according to Rabbi Yossi, they bring out two cups of wine. Kais Rishin Vivarach La Birchas Hamazon. On the first cup, you make Birchas Hamazon. Vesheni Amalav Kedushas Hayoyim. And on the second, you make Kiddush. So the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, discuss that why, according to Rabbi Yossi, do we make Birchas Hamazon before Kiddush? One reason that the Baal Hamor gives is since Birchas Hamazon is Tadir, it's made more often, it's more common than Kiddush. Kiddush is only made Shabbos Yontif. Tadir v'she'en Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. Secondly, the Maram Chalva explains that since it's the benching that makes the requirement for Kiddush, because as we explained, according to Rabbi Yossi, one can continue eating and then only have to make Kiddush. So the benching is what forces, or rather causes, the Kiddush to come. That's why we make the benching first. And another reason is simple. We go in chronological order. You finished eating first, so you finished eating, you have to bench. You have to say Birchas Hamazon. And afterwards, you have to do your next obligation, which is to make Kiddush. The Chasam Sofer makes an interesting point. The Chasam Sofer says that the Braisa is talking about a group of people. Why does the Braisa have to specifically be speaking about a group? It could be even speaking about one individual. Says the Chasam Sofer that if we were talking about, because the Chasam Sofer refers back to something that we learned in a Tosfos earlier in the Perek. Tosfos said that according to Rabbi Yossi, that a person is going to eat the meal, say Birchas Hamazon, and then make Kiddush. So we asked, we have a problem of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So Taisha says that there is no concern of Kiddush B'Makom Suda, because the halach is that the Suda does not necessarily have to follow the Kiddush. The Suda could precede the Kiddush. Says the Chasam Sofer, Taisha's discussion would only be relevant if we had a group of people and not all of them are drinking from the wine which the Kiddush is being made on. But if we're only speaking about one person and he's drinking the wine on which the Kiddush is being made, so he's been kind Kiddush B'Makom Suda by drinking the wine of the Kiddush. So what's Tosfos's discussion that the Suda could precede the Kiddush? That's why the Braisa is talking about a group. Only one member of the group made Kiddush. Only he drank the wine. All the other members did not drink the wine, or certainly didn't drink a revius of wine. And yet it's considered Kiddush B'Makom Suda, because the Suda, as Tosfos taught us, doesn't have to come after the Kiddush, the Suda could become before the Kiddush. Ask the Gemara, Amai, why do Kiddush and Birchas Hamazon have to be said over two separate cups of wine? Neimer Tavayu Achad, why can't we say both over the one cup? And the Rishonim say, why did the Gemara strictly ask this question on Rabbi Yossi? Could have asked the same question on Rabbi Yehuda. So they say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that as Tosfos taught us when we learned the sugya on Daf Kuf, that akira is required. You have to break the meal into two. So certainly, if you have to break the meal into two, so the halacha is that you can't. The Gemara didn't have a Havamina, we should do both the Kiddush and the Birchas Hamazon on one cup. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that there is no concept of Akira, so the Gemara is asking, perhaps we should be able to say the Kiddush and the Birchas Hamazon on one cup. Answers the Gemara, Amr of Huna, Amr of Sheshis, Ein Oim Shtei Kedushas of Chais Echad. We don't say Kiddush and Berach Samazon on one cup. My Tama, why? Amr of Nachman Yitzchak, Lefisha Ein Oitzin, Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. There's a concept, we don't bundle together mitzvahs. And Tosfos explains, why is there a halacha? Rashi explains. First, let's say Rashi. Why is there a reason that we ain't also mitzvahs chavilas chavilas? Because it looks like the mitzvahs are a bother to you. You can't, it's too much for you to do, so that's why you do them together. Tosfos in Masechta Ma'ariv Katan says that we want you to give each mitzvah its proper intention, and by making more than one mitzvah, by doing mitzvahs together, you're not giving the mitzvahs the proper attention, and that's why ein ois mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. The Sefer Beis HaOitzer gives a different explanation, because the halacha is oisik b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. If somebody is doing one mitzvah, he doesn't have to do any other mitzvahs. So since here this person is involved with doing one mitzvah, we don't want him to do another mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, V'loi, is that true that we don't do two mitzvahs chavilas chavilas? V'tanya, we learned in a braisa, hanichnas lebeisa b'matzah Shabbos. If somebody comes home matzah Shabbos, mevorach ala yayin v'ala mor v'ala psomim, he makes one bracha on the wine, then he makes a bari mayreish, then he makes a bari mina psomim, and we'll discuss this in Mitzvah Shem more tomorrow. V'achach Oimer Havdala ala kais, and then he makes Havdala all on one cup of wine. V'meili kais achot, but if he only has one cup of wine, which he also will need for Birchas HaMazon after Mlav Malka, Menicha Lach HaMazon, he leaves it for after the meal, U'meshashu Kulon Lachrov, and he makes all the brachas, both Birchas HaMazon and Havdala on one cup. Ask Tosfos that the halacha is that you're not allowed to eat before you make Havdalah. So how could the Braisa say that he'll not make Havdalah? Rather, he'll eat Mlava Malka, and then he'll make one cup, one kais for both Birchas HaMazon and Havdalah. He's not allowed to eat. So Tosfos at the beginning says perhaps he's in the middle of eating, and the halach is he doesn't have to interrupt his meal. But another teretz that Tosfos says at the end is that since we're dealing here with a person who obviously only has one cup of wine, the halacha is that since it's so important to say Birchas HaMazon al Kais, and he only has one cup of wine, we allow him to eat before Havdalah in order that he should be able to say Birchas HaMazon on a Kais. But the question is, if we just said then ain't oisim mitzvahs chavilos chavilos, why is this permissible? Answers the Gemara, ain't lo yishani. Here we're dealing with a situation where the person only has one cup of wine. So even though, of course, ain't oisim mitzvahs chavilos chavilos, here we have no choice. Ask the Gemara, for yontif shechal liyosach Shabbos. When yontif comes out on Matzah Shabbos, the islay, where a person certainly has enough wine. So Rashbam explains, because we're dealing here with a yontif of Pesach, the first day of Pesach, where, as we learned at the beginning of this perek, everybody has wine, because everybody has wine for dalet kaisis. Or Tosfos says, that's not necessarily talking about the first days of Pesach, it's the first days of any yontif, or even Shmini Atzeres, which is considered regel b'fnei atzmai, an independent yontif. This lay, where certainly a person has enough wine. V'amar Rabba, Rav, and Rav taught us, yakna, that the right order of brachas that should be said in such a situation is yayin, beker bar priya gofen, kiddush, ner, the bar meroesh, and havdalah. So we have kiddush and havdalah on one cup. Amri answers the Gemara, Midalai Amazman, since Rav did not mention that a Shech Yonu said, so obviously, Mechlal de Beshvi Shal Pesach Eskinen. We're not talking about the first day of Pesach, as the Rashbam said, or at the beginning of Yontif, as Taisa said, because then there's also a concern, and as we will see in the next year, what the right thing to do is, when the Shehecheyanu should be recited. The fact that in this case, a Shehecheyanu is not mentioned, we're not dealing with the beginning of Yontif, or the beginning of Pesach, we're talking about Shvi Shal Pesach Eskinu, we're speaking at the end of Yontif, the Komai, the Havalei, Ochalei. Whatever he had, he already used up, and he doesn't have, and that's why he has to say everything on one cup of wine. But certainly, if he has one, if he has two cups of wine, says the Gemara, he should make separate brachas. The Mefarshim point out, this is a proof that on both nights of Rosh Hashanah, a Shehecheyanu should be said. Because if the halacha would be that on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, Shehecheyanu is not said, the Gemara could have said, we're talking about the second night of Rosh Hashanah. The Tzlach says, we're not talking in this Gemara about Shavuos, because the chiyuv of the Shehecheyanu by Shavuos is different than the chiyuv of the Shehecheyanu by Sukkot and Pesach. Sukkot and Pesach, the Shehecheyanu is on the mitzvahs, the Haggadah, the Dalakaisis, the Matzah Maror. Sukkot, the Shehecheyanu, is on the Sukkot that we're eating on, in, and therefore that's part of all of what we're doing. Shavuos, the Shehecheyanu said on the Yontif, it has no real relationship to the Kiddush specifically. It can be said just anywhere, L'Kavod Yontif. We say it with the Kiddush, that's the Minig. And that's why Shavuos is not the same category as Pesach and Sukkot. Ask the Gemara for Yontif Rishon, what about when Yontif comes out on Sunday this late, where a person, as we just said, certainly has enough wine? Vam Rabbaya and Rabbaya said, Yakzana, the right order to say is Yayin Kiddizman Ner Havdalah. V'Rav Amar Rava said that the right order is Yak Nahaz. Yayin Kiddish Ner Havdalah Zman. So we see that you could make Havdalah and Kiddush on one cup of wine. But we just said, Ein Oisin Mitzvus Chavilus Chavilus. Says the Gemara, Al Kiddush V'Havdalah Chodem El Sehi. Kiddush and Havdalah is considered one thing, and therefore there is no concern of Oisin Mitzvus Chavilus Chavilus. On the other hand, Birchas HaMazon V'Kiddush Trei Milin Nu, Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush are considered two separate items, and that's why they cannot be said on one kais unless the person has no choice. And the Rishonim explain why a Kiddush and Havdalah considered one item. So Rashi and the Rashbam say because both Kiddush and Havdalah are made because of the Kedushas Yontif. Kiddush is, that's the whole point of the Kiddush. And Havdalah also, he mentions Kedushas Yontif. He says, Amavd ben Kiddush l'Kiddush. That's why it's considered one item. The Meram Chalva explains that here we're dealing where Matzoy Shabbos and Yontif, it's Matzoy Shabbos and now Yontif is beginning. So since the end of Shabbos and the beginning of Yontif come, so to speak, at the same time, that's why they can be made on one cup. Along the same line, the Meiri says that the Havdalah comes to show that Shabbos is over, and the Kiddush comes to show that Yontif is beginning, and the beginning at the same time. That's why they considered Chodem Milsa. Another pshat that the Rabbeinu Chananel gives is that since the Kiddush and Havdalah, both, until they're recited, you can't eat. The halacha is before Kiddush is made, you're not allowed to eat. And until Havdalah, as we said before, is said, you're not supposed to eat. That's why it's considered Chodem Milsa. The Rishonim point out that now that we gave this answer that's considered Chodem Milsa, say the Rishonim, that not only is the halacha that Kiddush and Havdalah, when Yontif comes out on Matzah Shabbos, can be set on one cup of wine, the halacha, and that's the way we actually do it, Kiddush and Havdalah should be said on one cup of wine, given that it's Chodem Milsa. Only when it's two separate items do we not say it on one cup of wine. Tosfos points out that now that we've established this concept of Ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilos, that's why Tosfos says by a Chasana two separate cups of wine should be used for the wedding ceremony. One for the Kedushin, one for the Erisin, which is the first bracha, and the next is for the Kedushin, for the Sheva, for the Sheva brachas. Two separate cups of wine should be used. Ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. And that's also the same reason that two separate cups of wine are used by every Sheva brachas, one for the Birchas Hamazoin and one for the Sheva brachas. However, there is a fundamental difference. There's by the wedding, since the between the Birchas Erisin and the Sheva brachas, the Ksuba is read, so that's considered an interruption between the two sets of brachas, and Nubari Proigofen is made. On the other hand, by Sheva brachas, by Birchas Hamazoin, it's not considered two separate sets, and Birchas and Nubari Proigofen is not made. The Paiskim discuss a lot this issue of Ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas, when is it said and what is not said. We'll give a number of examples. One shaila that I saw is that could somebody serve both as a sandik and a moyel at the same bris? And the Maram Shik says that somebody can serve in both of those capacities, and it's not considered mitzvahs chavilos chavilos because it's all one mitzvah. It's the mitzvah bris milah. Furthermore, the Shaila of Tshuvas Divrei Melkiel discusses could somebody, chas v'shalom, if it's required, say two hespedim at the same time. So they say again, since the point of the hesped, especially when it's being said on a tzaddik, is to be ma'or, to explain to the people the great loss, and therefore saying two hespedim at the same time is enos mitzvah chavilas chavilas. He also says, moreover, that we didn't cause that the two people should die at the same time. That's why it's not considered mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. Another interesting shaila I saw is, could somebody make two siyums at the same time? And again, since it's not evident that I'm doing two separate items, and it's really both the same mitzvah, the mitzvah of a siyum of learning Torah, that can be made at the same time. Similarly, the Shalos Tshuvos Har Tzvi says if somebody has yahrzeit on two parents on the same day, he can light one yahrzeit candle for both of them. Another interesting shaila I saw is that if somebody on Purim wants to give a poor person enough money or enough of a gift, rather, that it should be considered both matanis lavyoinim and shalach manis, can it be done or not? Most places can consider that not a problem of mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. On the other hand, the Paiskim do point out that let's say somebody wants to give two poor people matanos lavyoinim and he doesn't have change, so he gives them, let's say, $100 bill and say split it. That may be a problem mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. He has to give each ani separately. The Paiskim also say, going back to something that we mentioned earlier, that the halacha would be that you can make a siyum on a yontif, and it would not be considered mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, both making a siyum and being mekayim sudas yontif. Yontif.